This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Oh yeah, aren't these exciting times that we're living in? Revolutions happening all around the world. Globalists trying to take over. But freedom resisting tyranny. That's what's happening right now. You notice the emperor of China, President Xi, is trying to become the permanent dictator, kind of like a North Korea situation. Wants to get rid of term limits so he can stay in office forever. And China has been censoring on their internet anyone who disagrees with that decision. Isn't that fascinating? The same tactics being used in America by YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter. I mean, they're all basically communist China. It's just absolute censorship of anything that they don't like. However, freedom will win, and it is winning, and that's actually the topic of this podcast, is how freedom is winning and why. The truth is that people want to be free. It's a natural, innate desire. You have to be programmed to reject freedom. I mean, you have to tune in to CNN and indoctrinate yourself every day. You have to watch Jimmy Kimmel, the biggest bigot in America, every day to be filled with sufficient hatred to not want to be free. I mean, teaching people to not want to be free takes a tremendous amount of indoctrination, and that's a lot for them to keep up. But that's what CNN is for. Let's face it, that's what MSNBC is for. That's what the New York Times and the Washington Post is all about, is teaching people to not want freedom, teaching people to act in contradiction to their own self-interest. However, when someone is taken, or not taken away, but I mean isolated from CNN for just a few days, they will start to discover their inner freedom. It'll come surging back after being suppressed. So if people are given alternative sources of information, they will demand freedom. And this is why the suppression of the independent media is so important to the establishment, because they know that if people are given a chance to express reason and logic and inner truth and inner liberty and freedom, that they will love it. They will have a taste of freedom, and they will love it, and they will demand it forevermore, and they will never go back to being a puppet or a slave of state-run media, i.e. CNN or fake news. And that's why the suppression of the independent media is so important, both in China as well as the United States, or North Korea for that matter, or Venezuela for that matter. Why does every totalitarian regime seek absolute control over information or the media? The answer is because, of course, if people are given alternatives, they will prefer them. They will not want state-run propaganda. They will want independent journalism, which is really democratized journalism, or the democratization of information. And in terms of technical protocols, we might call that the decentralization of information. Now, the internet has been the greatest disruptor in our lifetimes. Before the internet, before the independent media, you had just three channels, three networks, until CNN came along. But before CNN, there was just what? ABC, NBC, and CBS. And all three networks had the same exact stories. They had the same narrative, the same lies every day. But nobody disagreed because nobody knew anything different. And you could even maybe realize that one of the reasons there's such a disagreement across society today is because people have access to different points of view. It's not just one homogenized false narrative now from monopoly sources. It's actually a more diversity of news information now, more cognitive diversity, more variation in the views that are available to us. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. But you see, the powers that be don't like that. They want to be able to control and monopolize the information. So that's why they're trying to shut down all dissenting points of view or independent media, independent journalists, you know, YouTube censorship and so on, because they have to have total command, domineering control, monopoly over the narrative of everything, the narrative of every event, the narrative of every election, the narrative of reality. And that's why, you know, again, that's why they have to destroy the independent media. But the internet, it turns out, the very structure of the internet, the TCP/IP protocol was designed from the very start When Al Gore invented the internet, haha, it was designed from the very start to be redundant and to even be, in essence, peer-to-peer topography. TCP/IP is a packet routing protocol that was designed to withstand, initially, nuclear strikes on Pentagon bases. The whole point of TCP/IP was that you could get messages from one point to another point, even if the in-between points were nuked. I bet you didn't know that. The whole point of TCP/IP, which is the underlying protocol underneath, you know, web pages and everything on the internet, was designed to withstand nuclear attack from Russia at the time. And as a result, the backbone of the internet is almost inadvertently peer-to-peer in terms of its supporting topology. It works in a peer-to-peer fashion. And even though for a long time, most of the distribution of information has been client-server based, that is, centralized servers sending files out to individual clients, that is not the structure that is going to become dominant in the years ahead. It's my belief that we are moving from a centralized internet structure to a decentralized or peer-to-peer internet structure. It's happening now, and it's going to continue to accelerate. And one of the reasons why it will accelerate is because more and more independent journalists and content producers are seeking alternatives to bypass censorship. If you're going to bypass YouTube censorship, then you don't upload your videos to YouTube. You use a peer-to-peer video distribution system, which, by the way, it's no coincidence. I'm launching a website called Reel.video that is based on exactly that. That's all I'm going to tease you with for now, but if you go to Reel.video, and you can sign up for an invitation to be part of this, it's going to be something game-changing for bypassing YouTube censorship. And it's brilliant. I'm not trying to give myself credit. I didn't build the thing. What we're building it on is brilliant, is what I'm trying to say. We're just using technology that's been developed by other brilliant people, okay? And we're taking advantage of the peer-to-peer distributed topology of the internet in order to achieve the utter bypassing of censorship of Google, YouTube, and so on. So that's coming. But aside from that project, there are so many other projects that are working in the same way. You know, before long, there will be two internets. One internet will be the official, easy, lazy internet that is client-server, that is where everything's controlled. It's just an echo chamber for globalism and evil liberalism. It's just going to be, you know, it's going to be Google and YouTube and Facebook and all those. But there'll be this other internet where intelligent people go. And in this other internet, it's going to be a little more of a Wild West type of environment, more diversity of thought. Some crazy ideas and some brilliant ideas kind of mixed together, because that's what diversity actually looks like. And that other internet is going to be decentralized. It's going to be resistant to censorship, resistant to police raids that confiscate companies' servers, for example. It's going to consist of a very large number of smaller voices rather than what the left has today, or the mainstream media has today, which is a small number of dominant voices like CNN. You know, a very large number of smaller voices is actually healthier for democracy and a free society. And that's what peer-to-peer decentralization actually supports. So I'm going to wrap up this podcast here, but the point here is that the structure of the way you're going to get information is changing. And this decentralization or peer-to-peer structure is actually, this is the underlying technology for liberty and freedom worldwide. No wonder the people in China who are trying to bypass censorship there are the very same people who are using this kind of technology. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.